Suicide is a difficult and sensitive subject, and is an issue that is still often surrounded by a strong stigma. But despite the human being's natural instinct for self-preservation, everyday despairing men and women who are finding their life simply too painful and intolerable take the drastic step of killing themselves. In Britain and Ireland, figures show that around 6,000 people commit suicide each year, and the vast majority are young men. As the international community marks World Suicide Prevention Day this week, I've been trying to discover more about what reasons compel a person to take his or her own life, and what the church is doing to try to reach out to those who may be struggling with suicidal thoughts. This year, the church in Britain and Ireland chose suicide as the theme for its annual Day for Life, and says it hopes this focus will help raise awareness of the vital role played by families and a supportive parish community in sustaining those who may be struggling to cope. Bishop John Fleming of Killala is the delegate for the Day for Life celebration on behalf of the Irish Bishops' Conference, and he spoke to me about the subject of suicide.
The three conferences of Scotland, England and Wales and Ireland work together on a common theme for the Day for Life each year. And last year we decided to focus on mental health, and as a link to that we are focusing this year on the whole area of suicide.
Is there in some ways perhaps a lack of clarity about the church's position on suicide, which of course has long been considered a grave sin? I mean, many people just think the church just condemns people who commit suicide, but there is actually a more compassionate approach, isn't there?
The church's teaching with regard to suicide is very clear. What we are trying to do nowadays is to help people to understand that position in the light of present-day experience. So, for example, we believe that God gives us the gift of life, that only God can take that life back to himself. That's very clear. That's the church's teaching with regard to the gift of life, and we celebrate that. Now, in that context, however, we're beginning to understand more fully that some people find life such an intolerable burden that they have suicidal thoughts, and some people actually go as far as committing suicide. So what the church is trying to do is, on the one hand, keep a very clear view of our perspective on life as a gift from God, and on the other hand then to help all of us and families affected by suicide in particular, to help them to understand what drives somebody to take their own life, and in the context of all of that, to show forth the compassion of Christ.
And what, in fact, does drive somebody to take their own life? Can you tell us a little bit more about the reasons that prompt people to take such a drastic step?
I think it's generally accepted nowadays that people do not want to end their lives as such. What they want to do is to end the pain which has become, for many people, unbearable. And therefore, in studies in Ireland, for example, it's now shown that about 70% of cases of people who either commit suicide or attempt to do so have some form of mental illness, which obviously impairs their faculties and so on and so forth. And within that context, the whole issue of depression is now being seen as a very important factor. And therefore, for example, in our thoughts about the Day for Life for 2009, in the leaflet that has been published by the three conferences, we are giving contact points for people who may be suffering from depression and encouraging them to avail of all the opportunities that are available to people nowadays. And in this context in particular, we're trying to take away the stigma that surrounds suicide and that surrounds the whole issue of mental health, and trying to help people to understand that if they have problems, that if they have issues, what they need to do is to look for help, and that help is in fact readily available to them.
That stigma is still quite pronounced, isn't it? I mean, you two tend to sort of talk about it almost in whispers if somebody has committed suicide. And from the family's point of view, it's something rather shameful that they have to cope with.
Well, one of the purposes of this year's reflection on suicide is, in fact, to help the families to understand what might drive somebody to taking their own life. And in that way, to help them, we also want to emphasize our families the role that they can play in the prevention of suicide, and not only families, but also parish communities. So we're trying to heighten the awareness within families and within communities of the need to be watchful, to be vigilant for those who may be suffering in any way from burdens which they in fact find unbearable.
And how big a problem is suicide in Ireland? Is it mainly the young or the old who take their own lives? Does it cut across all socio-economic groups? Is it mainly men or women?
And the first thing to say is that the level of suicide in Ireland at the moment is the lowest in the last 16 years. So that's something very positive. I think that's been greatly helped by the fact that the government have set up an office for suicide prevention, and they have a campaign for mental health. And the church in Ireland is very careful to support that and for suicide prevention. Having said that, the suicide rate among younger people is in fact the fourth highest in the European Union. That causes us grave concern. Okay? So that's one group of people in society that all of us, citizens as well as Christians, all of us are concerned about. And then within that, the ratio of men to women is in fact roughly 78% men, 22% women. So the incidence of suicide among young men is particularly alarming in this country.
Have you ever come across a case of somebody you know who has committed suicide, or perhaps a close friend of a friend? And if so, how did this news affect you?
Yes, I come from a very rural background, and I remember as a child, and was only about 6 or 7 at the time, a neighbour and a close friend, unfortunately, took his own life on a Christmas day and left a very young family after him. And that really marked the whole community for a very long time. And it was unusual then to hear of somebody taking their own life. And of course, since then, especially in rural areas, the incidence of suicide has increased greatly in recent years. So I have personal experience of it. I know exactly how it can affect a family and how it can affect a whole community. And on the other hand, I'm very much aware of the fact that both families and communities have a great role to play in the whole area of suicide prevention. And therefore, within the whole community context, there is a growing awareness nowadays that all of us should be looking out for one another, especially in difficult times.
What about the church? How does it specifically try to reach out to those who may be struggling with suicidal thoughts, to help them, to prevent them?
Well, one of the ways is obviously the Day for Life each year. And in fact, this is the second time in the space of, I think it's 5 years, that we have given the Day for Life theme over to the whole area of suicide and suicide prevention. So we tried to heighten an awareness within families, communities, and within the country as a whole of the need to understand suicide better, and then the need in particular to help in this whole program of suicide prevention.
Suicide, of course, is often described as a desperate plea for help. And of course, and fortunately, should I say, a lot of people who attempt to take their own lives, they don't always succeed. Would you agree with that?
It's certainly, I mean, the figures show, for example, that the an alarmingly high number of people attempt to take their own lives. And thankfully, a small enough proportion of those who attempt to do so actually do so. So it is, in fact, a very real issue facing society, the whole area of those who feel that they are under so much pressure or so much pain or so much difficulty or whatever it is that they want to attempt to take their own lives and to kind of end the pain. I think, as I said in the beginning, it's not that people want to take their own lives or end their own lives. What they really want to do to end the pain that has become for some people unbearable in life.
I was speaking to Bishop John Fleming from Ireland.